Today's Thursday, July 25th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron, industry-leading technology backed by world-class support.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 393. I am joined by YT Lang, Jeremy Caldera, and Frank Pelkoffer talking about future-proofing AV systems. Jeremy Caldera starts off talking about the most important parts to consider when future-proofing a commercial space.
For me, future-proofing is about the infrastructure, and I don't mean like power conduit, things like that. I mean the AV infrastructure, right? What's the back-end switching? What's the transport methods? Things like that, because displays are going to come and go, right? It doesn't matter if it's LED, it doesn't matter if it's LCD, it doesn't matter what the flat panel, doesn't matter, right? Your sources are going to change. Display port, 8K, 4K, resolutions are going to change, whatever, right? You want to future-proof, you go video over IP. That's it, plain and simple, right? Because once you have if you have a really good IP network, you have a really good network just set up, good switching, good routing, good cabling, you could stick the end pieces on and upgrade those as you need them, right? Doesn't matter how many you have, doesn't matter how many you need. You could have more displays, more sources, 8K, 4K, 16K, 32K, I don't give a, it doesn't matter, right? As long as you got the bandwidth on the backbone of the switches and all that other stuff will come. Right? So if you really want to future-proof, you need to get it on the network because the network will handle not only your video, your transport, your control, it'll do audio, it'll do everything, right? So any customer of mine that wants to future-proof, that's the conversation that I'm having with them. It's not, you know, I don't care what the display is. I really don't, you know, it's just a matter of how do I get it from point A to point B. And if you want to be worried and concerned about, you know, a network operation center, for example, if I want to bring in cameras, what kind of cameras am I bringing in? They're IP cameras. Right, so maybe I can get a wall processor that takes in IP sources directly, so I don't have to go through encoding or decoding or anything like that. Right, it's let's talk about that and bringing that in. It's the whole, like, we have a network engineer. I mean, we're a small AV company, but now I have a full-time network engineer. I never 5 years ago I never would have thought that. Right, so that's the conversation I think that needs to be had.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.